Okay, we're back with my co-host, who is Mike Ingram, a strategist at BGC Partners, and with David Buick, his senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon.
Isn't it extraordinary? Good morning to you both, but you always come in when there's a you always get me in when there's a controversial subject, isn't
it? It is, and it's just, it's all,
you do it on purpose,
it's all we
you?
Can do to avoid a punch-up.
I've got my lawyers outside, just making sure
we can rely on you, David, to have an opinion.
Your retainers outside.
Litigation, yeah.
Right, so nothing controversial to start off with, BHS.
Oh, right.
It's just
how
a really simple topic.
Right, I'm going to actually probably nail you guys to the wall. I think Sir Philip Green, and I'm going to be very careful with
that. He's a wonderful man.
Because he is, I think, a fairly litigious character, has done nothing wrong.
But that's the reason you think he's done nothing wrong, because he's litigious.
May I finish?
You may.
Well, I'd like to start, actually. Okay. Frankly, I think he's probably guilty of sharp practice, and I think he's probably guilty of acting in bad faith. But in you go.
If he's done, then he's either broken the law or he hasn't.
Has not broken the law.
See, if he hasn't, there's no sharp practice and there's no... There's no other
question to you, question to you, Mr. Ingram. Mm. Would Sir Philip Green be your first invitee to your dinner table on a Saturday night?
He would. He's a great man. Okay. In fact, I met him, Dorothy Perkins, once. He was doing a stock take. And
he's taken out the wind out of my sails yet again. Should we finish this conversation properly?
I'd invite him, but I wouldn't put out my best cutlery.
I have to count I think
he's followed the letter of the law.
Absolutely, he's done nothing wrong.
Sorry,
and all this business of the select committee baying for his blood and wanting to take his knighthood away. Dream on.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Why? Because the system. Look, BHS, Mike, and you and Zach both know, is a private company. If he wants to squirrel away £400 million and it's legal, then let him do it. And all right, BHS has been losing money, we understand, for 7 or 8 years before he sold it to Mr. Chappell. I love that. Chappell rather than Chapel, don't you? For £1, together with the liability of £571 million for the pension scheme. For me, but call me old-fashioned, that's got warning bells. Ding, well, ding, course. Ding, ding. And we're not stupid on this. And if I may say so, with deference to Mr. Chappell, he should never have bought it, and he should never have been allowed to buy it, because he never had the experience in the retail market.
Well, the other point is, it's quite an obvious point, if Sir Philip Green can't make it work, who can?
Good point, and I'm not going to argue with
you. Well,
he's the writing on the wall, and he says, I want out of here. Now, the spat over with the last 60 million, whether the banking covenant was going to be met, which he blocked, apparently coming from some company called Gordon and Company, is that right? I think that's right.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if he doesn't think it's the right thing to do, he's entitled to do it. And it's very much up to Mr. Chappell and others to persuade Gordon and Co. that he is the right person to back rather than Sir Philip.
I mean, I suppose one of the specific issue is how the company was allowed to get into that state in the first place. And there is an argument, I think, that if, say, Sir Philip underinvested in the company during some pretty crucial years when the retail environment was changing very, very rapidly, and he prioritised taking cash out of the business rather than ploughing it back in. I think there's a more generic issue in terms of the pension fund, because I think there's I think the pension trustees were asleep at the wheel. They made some really bad decisions which exacerbated the underfunding of the pension. Also, I think that there's probably an issue which we perhaps need to regulate, companies actually being allowed to continue to increase these pension fund deficits, because basically all you're doing is you're getting employees past and present through the back door.
I possibly agree with you more. You're absolutely spot on the money. So much of these financial systems, Zach and Mike, are flawed. I mean, you go on about this tax business, then unless you actually tackle the thing and change the system...
You sound like the system.
Huh?
You sound like me today.
I actually occasionally agree with you.
You stole my arguments.
You want to swap.
No, but both on the tax front and all this corporate law front, we have systems in place which were fantastic in 1850 at the time of Charles Dickens.
Correct.
And we have them maintained now in the online age, in the age of transparency. Before, people didn't understand, half people couldn't even read or write, let alone understand corporate law and pension funds and all this sort of stuff. So it's the legal people I would really blame, the lawmakers. They're, it's all out of date.
Completely and utterly right.
200 years out of date.
And the governments around the world, it's all very well looking at HMRC and going to George Osborne and various other people and George saying, no, I've tried to get things changed. I'm sure he has.
Well, most MPs are lawyers, so they're never going to change anything, are they?
No, but not only that, is they're going to have to get the rest of the world to dance to the same hymn sheet as they are. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. But this business of saying, well, you know, we want him stripped of his raiment, you know, legally, unless somebody comes out of the woodwork to prove me wrong, he's done nothing wrong.
And the other final point is just retrospectively trying to change the law and finding somebody guilty of doing something with the pensions or this or that doesn't work either. No. And that's a bit like the LIBOR and all the other fixing.
The other silly little thing which I learnt on the BBC this morning, which I thought was really nice, and I was very pleased about it. Yesterday was the best shopping day BHS has had for 20 years, and the turnover on the day out of loyalty to the brand name was up 80%.
Wow. It's the bulldog spirit, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Just shows you that if you're running a business properly, it can be done.
Yeah.
Right. On the other side of the coin, Apple. So gone from the other way around. It's the stock market darling, high street. You know, it's the major sort of tech play, going down.
20% down on the year. 7.9% down yesterday. Tim Cook didn't come up with a new toy, and is unlikely to come up with a new toy until I understand November. The trouble is the bar is set so high, Mike, isn't it, with Apple, that if you don't bring a new toy or something, and you've gone 13 years, 51 quarters, increasing your turnover and your sales, and this is the first one you haven't, quite dramatically. I mean, turnover is down 13% for this last quarter. Sales are down on the iPhone 16% and 26% in China.
Yeah.
And with no new toy, still made $10.5 billion for the quarter, apropos $13.5 billion for the same quarter last year. That is actually quite a sharp drop. And, you know, people have felt it a little bit with the share price just drifting away, you know, that they can't carry on delivering.
Well, Apple's asking a lot of consumers, aren't they, to, you know, continue to refresh and turn over their models of some pretty expensive kit. And the kit keeps getting more expensive.
Well, they said yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, the price of the normal i5 or whatever, iPhone 5, is down from $659 to $629 or something. I don't know if that's true, but you're right to think about the overall kit
being more expensive. And the other thing which is particularly impacting Apple sales in countries such as China is the telephone operators there have been aggressively withdrawing subsidies. So the subscriber to that handset, buyer of that handset, has to pay more of the money themselves out of their own pocket, and that's not very easy in an environment which is economically quite difficult in the first place.
And with Samsung's products in that area, probably
Galaxy's looking quite good.
That answers the question, really.
David Buick, senior market commentator for Panmure Gordon. Thank you for coming in today with your team of lawyers.
You said that with an exasperated tone, like I can't get you out of here fast.
Well, there wasn't a proper fight. But we'll be back after the break.